Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here. So much more importantly, Ken Mock is a director, a writer, a producer, and you know him from Making the Band and America's Next Top Model, but he has a great film out called The Right One. And you can currently see it on demand, digital on demand, and you'll soon be able to get it on Blu-ray and DVD. It's terrific, and it's got a great cast. Cleopatra Coleman is there, and she's like the focal point, but he's put together a great film. Everybody must see this film. Ken Mock, how are you?
Frank, and it's nice to talk to you, and thank you for such a kind introduction. I really appreciate that.
Well, listen, you've earned it. You know, you've been called the godfather of unscripted television and reality TV and everything else. But this is different. This is a wonderful film that you've put together. Is this something that you enjoy doing more than what you really became known for?
You know, I think I really have enjoyed every, you know, facet of my career. I really enjoyed producing unscripted shows for many years. But I think what happened, you know, Frank, after a few years of doing the same thing over and over, it starts becoming rote. So, you know, a few years ago, I really wanted to keep myself creatively challenged because I still have a long way to go. And I thought, you know, I really want to write and direct films, which is something I originally wanted to do many, many years ago, and I got kind of sidetracked into the reality world. And so I really decided to focus in the last 4 or 5 years really on my script writing and then directing. And it took a while, but I finally, you know, got my first film off the ground and on this film. So I feel very fortunate.
Listen, you nailed it, and people are loving it. You're getting rave reviews, and everything that goes along with that should go your way. It's, by the way, it's in the middle of a pandemic. We all need some kind of entertainment here, and you know, it's it's an unusual time to release a film and for it to start coming out like this. But you've got to be happy with the results.
Yeah, you know, that's a really great point, Frank, because you know, I think this is like one of those funny, sweet, feel-good films. That's the most important thing I think that you take away from it. You feel it's a feel-good movie. And, you know, the movie couldn't come out at a better time because this last year was such a crappy year for everybody. And, you know, good riddance, whether we're coming into the new year fresh with a lot of hope. And, you know, I just think this is the type of movie that, you know, if you want to feel good about humanity, if you want to feel good about yourself and the world a little bit, you know, this is the type of film, you know, to watch. I know, like, this last year when I was just really getting down, I would go to my go-to film to make myself feel better, which was, you know, Singing in the Rain, you know, and every single time I watch that movie, I just feel better about the world. And I think The Right One is one of those films where you watch it and, you know, you feel a little bit better about things. So I think it's come out at the right time. It's a terrible time for, you know, films to open right now. But again, maybe this is the best time for this film to come out.
You know, it's right before Valentine's Day too, and it's just absolutely perfect for that. This is a perfect film to watch with anybody, but really with your significant other. And I think this is that type of it's a date film, but it's also a, you know, stay at home date film for you and your wife, your husband, or whatever. And I think this is the type of film that couples are going to enjoy watching, either like Knocked Up or, you know, something along those lines. And I think this is one of those films, and they never go out of style. They always, look, we're watching things from the 80s and from the 90s that are like this, that are much, you know, like this in a sense, where you can enjoy watching it with the couple. And I'm sure that's in the back of your mind while you're making this. People are watching this with couples, as couples.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right, Frank. I mean, I think this is, you know, it's funny. It's, even though it's rated R, I don't understand why it's rated R. It's a very tame film, and, you know, even my 11-year-old kids, you know, watched the film and really got an enjoyment of it. And then I had a neighbor of mine I showed it to in a screening who's like 75 and his wife is 78, and they enjoyed it. So it's a film that seems to, like, appeal to every demographic, you know, in the audience base. And that makes me really happy that, you know, everybody from 11 to 75 could could really enjoy the film and get something out of it.
You know, nowadays we have a whole different methodology of watching. It's not like you're going into a video store and renting something. It's all online and everything else. And obviously we're concerned when there's something really dirty. You know, you don't want the kids to know. But this isn't that. What's the downside of having an R rating for a film like this? I would think that it would help, and maybe the guys would give the gals less of a hard time watching a rom-com or a feel-good movie, romantic movie like this.
Yeah, you know, it's I think nowadays, Frank, it doesn't matter as much anymore because, you know, everything's on demand and digital and streaming, so anybody really can get access to the movie. But like I said, I do think the movie is appropriate for all age levels. I don't think anybody will be offended, you know, if you're a parent and you know, an 11 or 12 year old is watching the movie. Like I said, I think it's a pretty friendly film, you know, for all people, and I think, you know, everybody will get a laugh out of the movie.
I'm with you 100%. I'm recommending everybody watch this. This is absolutely terrific. Last question before I let you go. I know a lot of people are waiting to talk to you, but what's the difference between the expectation of what you thought the movie would end up being and what it actually is? How far apart are they? And I don't mean better or worse, but how different is it now that it's finished than when you were planning it?
Yeah, that's a great question, Frank. It actually changed a great deal because the big surprise for me in the film was Cleopatra Coleman. You know, I had really written the film more as a drama with some comedic elements to it. But what happened was when I started shooting with Cleo very early on in the process, she was so funny in the film. There's a scene in the movie where she meets her ex in the park, and the ex introduces, yep, you know, her to his wife. And that was the third day of filming. And Cleo was so funny in that scene, Frank, that I pulled her aside after, you know, I shot that scene. And I said, you know, you're literally changing the tone of this movie because I never was expecting to get this stuff out of you. So what ended up happening was during production, I rewrote her part so that I could take advantage of her comedic chops. And then so what happened is now you get comedy from her, you get comedy from Nick, you get comedy from the very funny Eliza Schlesinger, and, of course, the legendary David Koechner. So you get this very consistent, funny, light tone throughout the movie, and it really changed it into a really kind of fun rom-com for me. So I'm so happy with the way the film came out. It came out better than I had even expected.
Yeah, well, listen,
different.
You should be thrilled with it. You should be very proud of it. It's terrific. And, again, everyone has to see it on digital on demand and soon on Blu-ray and DVD. Ken, can you give us a website?
By the way, it's playing in theaters in New York, Frank, in a few. I think it's playing in, it's playing in Roosevelt. It's playing in New Paltz. It's playing in Paterson, New Jersey, and Red Hook, New York. I mean, I guess there are some movie theaters open in the New York area.
Yeah.
So it's playing in some theaters there as well.
Well, I'd love to see this on a big screen too. Just terrific, Ken. Congratulations on the film. It's absolutely terrific. And if you can, give us a website, a social media site before you go.
The social media site is, if you go to the Instagram, if you go to @therightone or @rightonemovie or #rightonemovie, you can see the trailers, you can see art from the film, you can see behind the scenes footage, to really kind of get a sense of the film.
Ken, congratulations once again. Thanks for being here.
Frank, so appreciate it. Thank you so much and have a great weekend.
The Right One, everyone. Ken Mock is the filmmaker on this. It's absolutely terrific. It's a must watch, everyone. If you can get to the theaters, get to the theaters. But if you can't, digital on demand as of today. And very soon, you'll be able to get it on Blu-ray and DVD. It is a must, and it'll be something you'll be watching for years and years. And I'll predict you'll watch it more than once you do see it. Again, Ken Mock is just absolutely terrific. You know him from America's Next Top Model, Making the Band, which is just absolutely terrific. If you're a wrestling fan, WWE, Tough Enough, and so many other things, but this is far different than that. The Right One is absolutely excellent. And when he says Cleopatra Coleman is funny, she's beyond funny, and she's just a completely solid cast, and David Koechner's, you know, great. You know him from The Office, and we'll be talking to him next, actually. And you know him from so many different the Anchorman films. Bob Pogo, he does the voice of Bob Pogo from F is for Family, and he's great. But Ken Mock here. Everyone, please see the right one. It is absolutely terrific. Frank McKay signing off. Ken Mock has been our very special guest, and we'll see you all next time on Breaking It Down.